This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning. You're listening to Love Keras on RTFM. And I am very excited to meet and greet again with Aileen Koval. How are you doing, Aileen?
Really good, thank you. Really good to be here again.
It's been a little while.
It has been a little while, actually, yeah.
Yeah, what have you been up to lately?
Just been lots of busy. I don't think last time we spoke, we didn't have the website up and running. Well, we've got that up and...
Oh, so you sorted that one out now?
That's all sorted out and up. That took a bit of hard work, but we got there.
I had a look the other day, actually.
What did you think?
I thought it was bloody awesome.
Good.
Yeah, the way it, in fact, I'm looking at getting my, I've got somebody helping me at the moment to get my website up and running. And I actually said to him, go and have a look at this one because this has done so well. I'm really impressed by how it all flows.
Oh, good. That was one of my worries was it didn't quite sit exactly how I wanted it to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But hey, you know, we got there in the end. It took us about a month and a half to do it, but we got there eventually, which was awesome.
Good. It's a real inspiration for something that I'd like to, you know, the same sort of setting that I'd like to do for my own. So
thank you. That's appreciated.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, just keeping the shop running and trying to come up with new ideas and other things that we can do to get people in.
We're going
to do, this month we've decided to do $10 Reiki healing, energy healing for the whole month for 10 minutes.
And just in case you didn't know, this is Twisted Willow in Hawera.
Yep.
And people can just walk into the shop.
Yep, we're going to do, so it can be people or it can be your fur babies.
Nice.
So if you want to bring your, I'm actually working on a little pug. At the moment, she's had a blood disorder in her foot. She's lost a couple of her toes.
So she
walks around with a little sock on.
Oh.
So I've been doing a bit of healing with her the last few days, actually. Her mum said that she's improving and getting better. So
see, a lot of people, you know, not everybody, obviously, especially within our circle of energy consciousness, but there are a lot of people who are a little bit. Still on the balance. You know, what is it? Does it work? You know, it's a lot of poo-poo. But when you do this with animals, you see the results.
You see the difference. Yeah.
And so many people work with animals. They can't pretend that it's happened. They don't know what you're doing.
No.
They feel it, but they don't know what you're doing. Yeah. And the results of it speaks for themselves.
Yeah. Well, this little girl, she came into this morning, first thing before we'd even opened, and we did our little session that we do. And she just sat there. And normally she's off trying to wander around, but she's no, I want this today, thank you. So she just sat there. It was really cool.
Oh, bless.
So, yeah. So that's really cool. So that's one thing we're looking at bringing up and doing for this month anyway.
Yeah.
There's a few other ideas as well, trying to work out how to get people in and more connected with themselves, particularly in this environment, how we are in at the minute. But one of the things we have got going on is we've got our retreat in November.
Oh, right.
So that's really exciting. We're getting that quite full, actually. We've got one more left in the – we're going to Topek, by the way. We've got one more space left in the Eco Lodge.
Yeah.
We've booked that up. And then we've got a little building in front called the Alan Kirk Cabins. And there's seven available in that as well. So,
well, I want to talk about a little bit more about this because I have booked myself in.
Yay!
You know what? I've had a crazy couple of years. And since I've come back to New Zealand, it's all go, 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 go. I've been so busy getting myself grounded again.
Yeah.
I've been so busy trying to make a stable environment for my son that I have focused on that. Yeah. And this year I decided it's my turn.
Yeah, sometimes you do. Sometimes it's as hard as a parent to stop and actually look after yourself.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes you have to make the conscious effort.
Certainly do.
To be able to do that. It is hard. That's one of my things this year as well, because both my kids left home now, and it's like, yep, actually, do you know what? It's going to be my turn now.
Yeah.
It's going to be I do what I want to do and focus on me and making sure that I'm okay.
But we have to.
Yeah, you have
to. We have to do that. And as healers and spiritual workers ourselves, we focus so much on others.
Yep. And
my boy, for example, we're still going through the process, but he's been part diagnosed with intellectual disabilities, which means he's 10-year-old, but he's got the mindset of a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
And if you can just imagine how much energy that takes from me. And yes, it's pretty stressful at times, particularly at the moment, because his father's, you know, we'd spent a couple of years working on bringing his energy back down because he has a lot of anger, frustration issues.
Yeah.
And his father's come and gone and it seems to have built that up again. We have lots of problems with him. But you know what? Unless I'm in a safe and grounded space, how can I project that to him?
Yeah, you can't. Because of his heightened anxiety and level of stress that he's got, if you can't counterpart that, you're just going to make it worse for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I need to keep such a calm household.
Yeah.
I'm very careful of who I allow in my life and who I allow in his life. Because of that, he's a mirror.
Yep.
He mirrors everything. So if I'm angry or if I'm upset or if I've got anxiety, guess what I'm getting back? Tenfold.
I'm going to say, you'll get it straight back big time. Yep.
So tell me more about this retreat then, because yes, I booked in, but I haven't got any idea what to expect. So tell me more.
What we're looking at doing, we've done a real rough itinerary. So we'll be getting in on the Friday evening. And we're going to do, there's a fire pit there. So we're going to do that, use the fire pit as our after dinner. We're going to do dinner and then have a fire pit where that's going to be setting our intentions for the weekend. Drumming is course as well, because we do a lot of drumming here. So setting intentions, what do you want to release? What do you want to get out of this? And then just getting to know each other a little bit more as well.
Yeah.
Saturday is, I've got to remember what we wrote now, that's the problem. Saturday is going to be a lot about meditation, going off into the bush. There's a lovely, beautiful little bush walk there. I actually went back at the weekend and had a wander through and took some videos and going to do a little video that's going to go up for advertising a little bit more as well. So that's going to be meditations in the bush.
Yeah.
More intention work. More what are you going to be releasing? What can you release through the meditation today, connecting with nature? What else have we got? Hopefully we have got somebody going to be coming in and speaking about herbal remedies, herbal and using weeds for using as herbal remedies.
Yes.
The evening, that's back to the fire pit. Potentially doing that as a releasing ceremony as well this time. Sunday we'll be making your own smudge sticks out of things like rosemary. Hopefully we can get hold of some sage, probably bay leaves. We've got to work out what we're doing with that yet anyway. And then we're going to go for another session, walk session with more meditations. And I'm going to be doing a big sound healing.
Yeah.
Oh, there's card readings in there somewhere too, group card readings. You put me on the spot because I can't remember everything that we wrote. It's jam-packed.
But I can tell you what, my energy is vibrating at the moment with excitement. Nothing to do with the coffee, I just have done well. Yeah, I'm very excited and I feel this is going to be a very powerful weekend for everybody involved.
Yeah, we're trying to work it so it's going to be really beneficial for everybody, including us, me and Antonia that are running it. The last year's one was pretty good, but this year we know we've learnt from from that.
Well, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, we've learned from that. We know that we're going where we're going. There's not going to be anyone else there.
Yeah.
We're not going to have any energies coming in that don't need to be in. My big job now, we've got a rough idea what we're doing, is for me to actually write what we, you know, the each part.
Yes.
I've got the opening ceremony. I've got the farewell ceremony sorted. That sorted. But like, instead of winging the meditations, which I would normally do, actually having everything written down, so I know exactly what I'm doing, because I'm a bit of a planner and I don't really do things just off the cuff.
So
being able to.
But it is good to have like a basic script, isn't it? Even if you go off the script slightly, it's nice to have something in front of you to just to follow, to remind you, because it's nothing worse than saying, oh, I should have said this. I needed to say this and I forgot all about it.
I mean, at least with it being in November, because last year we left it, I think we left it too late to start advertising.
Yeah.
So this year we was like, right, okay, straight into the new year. Let's advertise it.
Perfect.
Straight up. You've got to, because what we're doing is we're offering an early bird price of $400 if you get paid up before the 5th of June. With a $100 non-refundable deposit. And if you can't make it, the payments by the 5th of June, then you've got to, I think it's the 4th of October. September. September.
And that's the benefit of the early advertising, because, I mean, people in my situation, for example, I have to find a babysitter for the weekend. When it's like, oh, this is happening next month, that's short notice. I've got all this time to plan and, you know, and pay it off.
Yeah, exactly. That was another reason why we said, you know, I've got one lady who's paying $20 a week.
And that's
cool. That's what we intended, you know, why we wanted to get it on so early. Because then you can, if you can't afford $400 or you can't afford the $500, you can pay it off.
Yeah.
You can do it just as long as you come up with $100 to start with. That gets you your spot. Yeah. You're in, you're done. So, I say it is really exciting. We're stoked.
I'm really, really happy. We're stoked. So excited, because I know a few people were going and to spend the weekend with a couple of friends.
Yeah.
You don't get that, you know, that one-on-one with on a regular basis.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite cool, because pretty much the people that are booked, they know at least one person as well. So that's actually really cool as well. We was going to try and do it so we put names in a hat and you pulled out of a hat to who you're going to sleep with.
Yeah.
As it were, not sleep with, but you know what I mean. Share a room with. But we've been told that one person or two people in particular probably need to be together because one of them snores. So it's like, okay, we'll probably put them together. So that means they can go together and,
Good planning.
Yeah.
And that's the logistical side about doing stuff like this. So.
It's like, because that was going to be the easy way of doing it. Hat, you can go that way, you can go that way. But because of everyone pretty much knowing each other, we can work it out. So it's.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be the perfect companionship couplings, whatever it turns out.
I mean, it'll be good. So we've got the basics done now. So which is the main thing? We've even got a bit of a. No, we haven't really done the menu as yet. We thought we'd get the itinerary sorted out first before we worry about too much about a menu. But that's gonna be pretty. It'll be nice, healthy food.
Yes.
So just and some easy, that's gonna be easy for us to be able to. Prepare.
I'm just looking forward to sitting down and eating. You know, you're a single mum. A child with very, very, very eclectic tastes.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can sit down and eat what's provided. It's like, I haven't got to think about anything.
No.
All I got to think about is me.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That comes back to the making sure you're looking after yourself.
Yeah.
And giving yourself a bit of time.
Well, I tell you what, I might just be a regular weekend groupie. So you never know where this goes.
It's good. We would eventually like to be doing two a year, but I think at the moment we just get one sorted out.
Yeah, once the word spreads around and people start coming and going and enjoying the atmosphere, they know, all right, next one, sign me up.
Yeah.
Put me on the waiting list.
Yeah. And even if it's more of a one day event as opposed to a whole weekend, because if you do a one day thing, you can, I don't know, go out to Rotokeri.
Yeah.
Go to Pukekura Park.
Yeah. And
you're still going to have other people coming in, but because you can still work things like that around other people, and you might get other people joining in as well.
Exactly.
And it's at the end of the day, it's all about promotion, isn't it? It's all about getting your name out there.
You know, people know who you are. And you've got to stand out from the crowd as well. You know, you've got to be prepared to put your face out there and say, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, that's kind of been my biggest issue, really, I think. We're coming up 3 years in the shop and it's like, okay, I really, really, really need to be getting out of my comfort zone and be doing more out there.
Yes.
But that kind of comes to the back to the how do you do that
exactly
when you're not confident anyway.
Yeah. That's the secret, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I've got a perfect face of radio. I'm so scared of putting my face out there, and I'm not, but on social media and things, I've been watching what you're doing. You're doing amazing.
Thank you.
Your daily card pulls, the constant energy that you're putting out there for your people, your clients, you know, they're feeling that. I'm feeling that. And as much as I can, I sit and watch social media is a funny old thing.
Oh, now. It is. Yeah, it absolutely is.
As the broadcaster, so to speak, right, we can see how many people have viewed our videos.
Yes, yeah.
Or we might get one comment.
I know, do you know what? That's the thing that really annoys me. There was one video I did, might have been last week, a couple of weeks ago. There was 200 views.
Yeah.
How many comments were there?
Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. That's the thing. How do you get people actually engaged in what you're doing?
But if you walk down the street with all those people there, I can guarantee you people will come up and say, I loved your video.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yep.
It's like, well, you know, why didn't you say something?
Yeah. Well, I actually had a lady the other day, because they had the little market day on the Sunday and I opened up just to be open.
Yep.
And there was a lady across the road and she comes running across the road and she had a look in the shop and she was like, oh, she says, I've seen you on Facebook. You're the lady that's got the twisted willow tree in the back garden, isn't it? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, eh?
Yeah. It is. I mean, it is, but you kind of do get recognised. You're the lady with a cat that comes and sit with you when you do your talking outside. Yeah, it is interesting, but it's like, come on, people, comment.
Yeah.
Actually make comments. There's positive comments.
Yes, a lot of people are scared to put a comment, but social media is meant to be that.
And that's how... Like, I've got one lady, we've got drumming again tonight, and we managed to, she comes to meditation group every week without fail.
Yeah.
But we hadn't managed to get her to the drumming. Well, she came drumming 2 weeks ago, and she loved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. She's almost going to be out of my comfort zone. But because of how I run it and then what we do with the vocal stuff, that'll be something else on the retreat.
Excellent. I'm dying. I tell you what, if you weren't so far away from where I live, I'd be here on a regular basis, because it's so nice to be involved in a circle that provides that, you know, in a safe place.
Yep. Safe space.
to learn and grow and evolve in that situation, because you know I'm a mega manifester.
yeah.
And when you're around people of the same vibrations, oh my God.
Yeah.
I already have to be careful what I talk about. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so she absolutely loved it, and I'm hoping she comes back tonight.
Yeah.
Because it's like she said, she hasn't laughed so much in so long.
That's awesome.
And that's what I said to her when we finished. It was like, I told you meditation, it's completely different to the drumming.
Yeah.
They're completely different vibrations. Like when you leave drumming, you're up here somewhere, you feel like your heart is a kite.
Yeah.
It's just how the energy.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. So before we put a song on,
yep.
If anybody would like to inquire about joining in with the retreat,
yep.
What's the best place to find you, contact you, or ask for any information?
I would say probably just pop onto the Twisted Willow Soul Healing's Facebook page.
Yep.
And, or look on the website.
Yep, the
website is www.twistedwillowsoulhealings.org.
Perfect.
And you can contact us through that, or if you're in and around and about, pop into the shop itself.
And just remember, this is not a huge, huge place, okay? There are limited spaces.
Yeah.
And if you want your opportunity, it's in November. You've got a long time.
Yep.
At this point in time, you've got a fair chance of being one of the chosen.
You can still get in. Yep.
Okay. So, if you were interested and if you'd like to come and join us for the weekend, I am so excited about it. I'm buzzing already. You can't see me, but I'm literally bouncing on the chair.
She is, believe me. She is.
So, if you'd like to join us for that weekend, get hold of Aileen as soon as you possibly can. And with that, we shall pop some music on.
Going by what we've been talking about, I think we're going to go with Peer Gynt and Hall of the Mountain King.
Oh, excellent. I don't know this one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to surprise you then.
Yeah, let's go. You've put an earworm in my head now, and you know what? I do recognise that song. That's a very classic.
Oh yeah.
And the visuals that come with that, right? Yeah. Close your eyes and I could see myself in the forest, and I could see like ballet dancers, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of why I picked it, because it's going back to Topic and going through the bush again, that kind of, it was like you can just see the little fairies tiptoeing through the trees and jumping across on the stones and the little river there and maybe playing in the water. And then as it building up, there's more and more and more and more and more of them, and then they're just having a major party.
Yeah. That's definitely the energy that I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited now.
Because you can even take it, that's how the weekend's going to go too.
Yeah.
Everyone's a bit tiptoey to start with, or a little bit shy about maybe speaking your truth and
yes.
opening up, and then by the end of it, you're going, wah!
Yeah. And that's what it's all about.
And that is, yeah.
It's finding yourself again.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about.
Not finding yourself because you're never lost. It's just rediscovering
truth.
Who you are.
Truth.
Yep. Yeah.
So, Aileen and I do actually spend a fair bit of time in the same kind of surroundings because we do a lot of markets together.
Yes, there's one this weekend, in fact.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to that, actually.
And me too. It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah, because we didn't.
We actually had a month off.
Yeah, we did, yeah. And you miss it because you have that weekend where you're actually with other people that are like-minded and you can bounce off ideas off and, yeah.
I mean, a lot of people think, oh, I'll go to markets because I can sell things and I can make money. But you know what? That's the last reason I go.
Yeah.
I don't go there just because I think I'm going to earn money that weekend. If I do earn money, that's a bonus.
Yep, absolutely.
But,
yeah.
You know, as a self-employed businesswoman, we haven't got any...
You've got no support, hey? And that's where the markets come in because everyone else is in the same, particularly if you're doing the spiritual markets, everyone else is in that same business.
Exactly. And you know, it's like I've got this show on and the question you asked me just now was, how do you connect with people to come on the show? And I said, exactly that.
Yeah.
I go and spend time with people doing the similar things. I get connected with people, you know. I don't even know how I know half the people that I know, you know.
Yeah.
I've been in New Zealand 26 years pretty much, so 20 years working in the spiritual fields, in spiritual circles. And yeah, some people say I'm quite memorable. So,
well, yeah, you are. In a really, really good way. Yeah.
Sometimes a reputation is a good thing. But that's what comes to, you know, when you were true to yourself, when you be yourself, you connect with like minds. It's that magnetism thing.
Yeah. And people are drawn to you if they need you, they come to you, they're drawn to you as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've got another connected space as well. Now you started working from Remedy.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. How's that going?
We're getting there. The problem is only going down once a month on a Tuesday afternoon is probably not enough. I was going to start looking at going down every week, but I think with the fuel how it is at the moment, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to just sit on that for now. But we do, when I go do it, start again. When I do go down, we're doing it. So we're offering a 3-card reading.
Nice.
Just in the actual shop bit.
Yeah.
If people want it. I take my tuning forks down. I do take the sound stuff too, the sound equipment as well.
Yep.
So it's just going to be, I think, just showing my face there.
Yeah.
Still at the moment, every time until somebody comes and goes, oh, actually, hey, do you know what? Let's do a sound healing.
But it does take a while for people to register and realize that you're there.
Yeah.
I mean, again, social media, it's, you know, it's two worlds in that one.
Yeah, it is.
It's great to involve yourself in the social media pages, for example.
Yeah.
Just to let people know that I am here.
Yeah.
Pop in and say hi.
Yeah. I mean, I know there are a few people who are there because I get like somebody come up to the other day and said, oh, I used to go down to Remedy. Well, yeah, I am, but, you know, just once a month still.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, that's cool. Well, come say hello. Come and actually get a booking done.
Yes.
You know, get something done.
Yep.
Because I think at the moment people are still a little bit dubious about sound healing.
Yeah. But it's the same as the Reiki, you know,
with
the animals and stuff. It's something that people don't realize. They listen to music.
Yep.
And they don't realize it's the same kind of thing.
Same kind of thing.
A song on the radio or whatever, your playlist, it can give you that energy. It can remind you about something. It can take you back to a time and a place.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's the same.
It's about
getting that vibration and feeling that day.
Yeah. And with sound healing, it can be targeted as well, particularly if I use the tuning forks. We have a saying, come and get a forking.
And then you can fork away.
Yep. Because you can use those for, I mean, even the actual like drumming and things, you can use them for targeted areas. If you've got pain in your hip or you've got a sore shoulder, we can actually target those areas with the drum, with the rattle, with the forks, whatever I get told is I need to use.
Yes.
And it sorts it out.
Yeah.
So even just energy, straight energy healing on it helps as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. I have had a tune-in session. Is that what we're going to call it?
Yeah. A forking session. a tuning session.
And yes, I definitely felt the benefits of that.
Yeah, because we did it here. You had sinus problems or something, eh?
Yes, that's right. I was having lots of sinus problems.
Yeah, that's right. I was
pretty much deaf in 1 year for
that's
a while.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, we done that at one of the markets.
That's right, we did too.
That's one of the benefits of being in the markets. If we have a quiet moment, we all get to play with each other's instruments and test and try out other people.
See what else everyone else is doing.
Yeah. So it's a whole new minefield, you know, if people want to test the waters. Yep. Come into a spiritual fair. It's a beautiful experience.
It is, yeah. Yep. And it's just a case of getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And just going, okay, do you know what? Even if it's where advertising is not, you know, say, I don't know, 20 minutes or whatever, or you want a card reading, but you don't want a full card reading, you just want one card pull, you just want maybe 5 minutes just to see what it feels like of a tuning fork session or having a drum or something.
Yeah.
Just ask.
Absolutely.
You know, just say, hey, can I have a go, but I don't really want to fall.
I'm scared to pay that money because...
What about if it doesn't work?
Yeah.
I don't believe in this stuff. I'm here, but I don't really believe in this stuff. My missus dragged me along.
Yeah.
You know, that's the usual. I have to come with the wife. I'm the driver.
Yeah. At one point I was doing that when I used to get people coming and they'd be talking around different stuff and I'd be like, just sit down. I'd get the chair and sit them down and just go over them with the tuning fork and they're like, whoa. Yeah. I said, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, it is. It's just getting it out there and getting people to step out of their comfort zone and actually give it a go. Open in mind. You've still got to be open-minded. There's no point coming in and sitting down and going, oh, that just ain't going to work on me.
No.
Because it's not going to work because you've already put that block up.
Exactly.
But if you go, okay, I'm going to give it a go, I'll have a go and see how I feel afterwards.
Yep.
And even if you've got that little bit of a door open, it works.
Exactly. You don't know unless you try.
No, exactly. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting. I had a lady in yesterday. I gave her a 10-minute energy healing, and she's potentially going to come back and have a full session. She can't do the sound stuff because of how she is, but we can look at doing this actual energy healing with her in.
Nice.
It's actually quite nice because I haven't done an energy healing in quite a while because I've been concentrating on the sound stuff.
So it
was actually really cool. And then it was like, ah, shit, let's just go 10 minutes. $10, come in,
give it a go,
and give it a try. Yeah,
and a lot of I've had not so much recently, but in the past. Okay, I've been doing spiritual fairs for a long time now, and the amount of people that come into a spiritual fair and say, "You shouldn't be charging for that."
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How dare you charge for a natural gift? And I'm like, well, you don't have to come if you don't want to.
Yep.
This is my day job.
Yep.
It's not a hobby. It is my day job. And, you know, would you go to the supermarket and expect to have your groceries and walk out without paying for them?
Yeah, exactly.
Would you go and have your hair cut? I mean, that's a natural gift.
Yeah.
Well, it's... But it, you know, even in this, that's, you've got to study for years to become a hairdresser, for example. Yeah. You've got to practice your skill. It's not just a case of I'll pick up a scissors and give it a go.
Yep. Now you've got to be trained.
Exactly. And it's the same with all these. This, you're not paying for holding a tuning fork. You were being paid for the experience and the skill and
yes.
and the workshops and the training that you have personally been through yourself.
Yep.
To you know in order to achieve this skill, because it is a lot of skill involved.
Yeah, there's a lot of skill, but I think it's also to do with the energy as well. Because every time you, even if I've got my blocks up, my fields up.
Yeah.
You're still draining energy.
Yeah.
You've got to take that time to replace it. And a lot of people don't actually get that.
No.
That you, by the time you get home, sometimes if you've had quite a few sessions through a day, you're absolutely knackered.
Oh, absolutely.
Even with all your energy fields up and your blocks up and your protection all around you, you're still using energy. And that's what a lot of people don't actually get and understand.
And there's one thing I always say before I start any kind of healing process, whether it's massage, whether it's verbal, my cards, whether it's, I've not been trained in Reiki, but I still got the flow, my own kind of flow.
Yeah.
I'll say a little sentence, from spirit, through spirit, to spirit.
Yep. That's nice, actually. I like that.
Because then I don't absorb, I don't use all my energy up.
Yeah.
I'm hooking straight into the universe and say, come on, guys, because universal energy is indefinite.
Yep.
There's enough for everybody. There's more than enough to go around. So, that's just a little trick that I do for myself.
Yeah.
And if I do forget to, you know, protect myself, I always know that this energy is flowing. Yep. I'm not giving my own personal energy.
Yeah, it's come through. That's what I always do whenever when I open the shop every morning. I always go around with a smudge stick and call in all my angels and guides and et cetera, for protection and guidance and anything else that they'd like to be throwing through at me today.
Because as empaths and energy workers ourselves, they say that absorption of energies. Yep. Even amongst spiritual workers.
Yeah,
Even sometimes it's even worse.
Sometimes it's worse, especially when you're throwing an ego as well.
Yeah, that can be quite horrific, actually.
Yeah.
But, it's something that's necessary to do just to protect your own space.
And, absolutely, yeah.
By your own space, this physical being call, you know.
Yeah, your aura space. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that next market because there's quite a few more coming in.
That's good. I thought there was from what I'd seen from what Sarah had put up. It looks like there's a few more coming in. So that's actually quite cool. It's nice to have nice to have the old crew, but it's also nice to have newbies coming in and joining in.
This market that we attend is a monthly market that's held at Stratford AMP Showgrounds, but I do have it on very good, what's the word?
Authority.
Oh, that's the word. Very good authority that something big is about to happen. I can't say what it is at the moment, but...
I've got a fair idea, but I'm not saying either because I haven't heard either, but I know what we've been working on. So
watch this space.
Yeah.
Watch this space. It's a very exciting opportunity that's going to happen.
Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Talking about exciting things, shall we pop a little bit more music on? What song would you like us to play next?
Oh, I think we'll go with Billy Idol, Dancing with Myself.
Oh, definitely. That's pretty good, actually. Again, apt song, apt occasion.
I'm dancing with myself. When there's no one else inside, I think a crowded lonely night.
I tell you what, there's nothing like the old Billy Idol to get the old footsteps going.
It's quite a cool song. I've always liked Billy Idol.
Yeah,
he's pretty cool, and he hasn't changed that much actually.
He hasn't.
Looks-wise, he's got a bit wrinklier, but hey,
just a little bit.
But that's okay. He's still looking pretty good on it, I think.
The problem is when we see these famous people looking old, you go, Oh,
I know. That's a scary thing. Like
that must mean I look old as well.
No, I think the real scary thing is like the people that you grew up listening to, they're like in their like 70s, early 80s, you know, and you go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, they can't be.
No, it's impossible because that means...
that I'm too.
We got to reflect on the fact that we're probably teenagers getting into that type of music. And they would have been in their 20s, 30s, you know?
Yeah.
So you've got a bit of a head... They got a bit of a head start on us. But it's quite... you look back and think, ooh... Anywho, we know this. This frame is just a facade.
Oh, absolutely.
We're immortal, and we always will be.
Absolutely.
Right. Yep. So, I've got my cards out, and if you're new to the show, say my name is Keris, and I have I got downloaded by spirit. During the time of my life, which is pretty traumatic, I had nobody to turn to. I literally lost everybody. And the only place or space I could turn to was internal. I turned to my guides and my spiritual helpers to help me understand the process of what was going on. And through this process, they delivered me a series of images which I had to put down on paper. As I was able to, I wasn't able to put down on paper, but what I did was I got myself an iPad and a pencil. And they just started there on. And so I came up with a deck of cards.
And they're beautiful cards.
And this deck of card is called Peace of Mind. And I'm giggling here because as I'm shuffling, that's exactly the card that's come out.
The first one.
The first card, Peace of Mind. Yeah. And if you understand anything about these, this is not a tarot card deck.
No.
This is not an oracle deck. This is a one-on-one conversation with your inner being.
Yep.
What is going on at the moment? So what I'd like to do is shuffle. This is something I do on a regular basis. So this is a collective reading for whoever needs to hear it right now. It usually involves us in a conversation that we've just been speaking about. But yes, this is a general insight of what's going on in your space, your place, your mind, your heart, your soul, and what does your inner being need you to know most right here, right now. Oops, they'll do. I like to wait for the cards to jump out all by themselves, and they have graciously provided that. So the first card that came out was too much. And following what we've just been talking about, sometimes we've got so much on our plate looking after everybody else that we forget to take time out for ourselves. Yeah.
Which is really important.
Exactly. This particular card, I'll describe it to you. This particular card shows a mum, and she's in the kitchen with a little child, and the child is a bit of a handful. He's got up on the table and he's thrown chocolate milk and cookies everywhere. He's got handprints on the chairs. The chair's been turned over. In another part of the room, you can see that the washing is piling up. In another part of the room, you can see the dishes are on the sink waiting to be washed. And she's just having a stressful moment, excuse me. She's just having a moment where everything is just getting too much and the overwhelm is kicking in, and she's, what am I going to do here? What am I going to do? And this card is letting you know that, do you know what? It's going to be there later. It's going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be there the day after tomorrow. And if you can't get round to all these jobs right now, so what?
Yeah. That's what one of my friends always used to say to me. If it's still going to be there tomorrow,
yeah,
don't worry about it today. If you can't fix it, do it today, it's still going to be there tomorrow.
Absolutely. We put too much stress on ourselves.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Yeah.
We're expected, you know, if for example, I don't think you've been to my home recently.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't been to my home at all?
No.
But if you walk into my home, yeah, there's probably dishes piled up. There's probably kids' toys everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're lucky if you don't stand on a Lego brick. Most people take the shoes off. I say, keep your shoes on, it's pretty safe.
Yeah, Lego bricks, they're not nice to stand on.
No. But I can't allow myself to worry so much.
No.
Yeah?
No.
It gets cleaned up.
Yep.
When my kid is in school, I pick it all up, I pluff up the cushions. But while my kid is around doing what he's doing, I'm like, you know, life's too short to worry.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So the next few cards that have jumped out. So we've got Feel the Fun. And this card was originally called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Yeah.
But I honestly, through this entire process, okay, if there's one thing that I have learned and the manifestations that have come through in the aftermath of learning how to think this way, okay? Yeah. If you think of something negative, something negative is going to come.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Oh, dear.
So this card, Feel the Fear. No, don't feel the fear.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Feel the Fun. Yeah.
Feel the Fun. Inject the joy into any moment, right? I'm going to tell you a little story in a minute, right? And this has personally happened to me this week, but the cards that have come out is going to represent this story as well. So on Monday, today is Monday, so last Monday, I was meant to go up to Auckland on Wednesday for a festival. I was going to work at the festival. It's called More Festival. It was a brand new festival, just happening. It was the first one.
Yeah.
And I was so lucky to manifest this festival. I'd only heard about it a couple of weeks before. I checked my diary. I had no work commitments, which is unheard of for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I worked at the thermal spa. I checked my calendar. I had no clients booked that day.
Yeah.
I also work at Remedy on Mondays. I had no clients on that day.
Everything worked out.
Everything, right? Everything fell into place. And I just realised the significance of this as well. Everything worked out for me to have that week of work.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on Monday, I was supposed to leave on the Wednesday. On the Monday, I was heading into town to pick up some supplies. And on the way to town, my van broke down.
Not useful.
Not useful. And me and my son sat on the side of the road for an hour and a half waiting for the tow truck to come. Okay? Now, bearing in mind, I thought that was great. Four people stopped to check we were okay.
That was good. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it gave me, you know, refreshed my my faith in human beings again. Yep. It's like, thank you for stopping. I really appreciate that. We are okay.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate you stopping to ask. Yeah.
That's good. That's really nice.
And then I found out the head gasket had gone. So that suddenly left me in the dilemma that, one, not only was I not going to the festival, because my van was my bed. I turned it into a little camper van, right? It was beautiful. Oh my God, I love my van. So I was stuck with the shock of knowing that I wasn't able to go to the festival. Yep. Not only was I not able to go to the festival, I couldn't get to my son to school the next day. Yeah?
Yeah, that doesn't help either.
No. All my friends came out of the woodwork to say, don't worry, I can pick him up and take him to school. And if you need to pick him up, I can pick him up and bring him home as well.
That's good.
Another friend came through and said, well, let's go to town and see what's available. But I got the reason why I had my van is because I had significant requests for the universe, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is where a little bit of foreplanning comes in, yeah? I have to be careful what I wish for. I have to be careful what I speak about, yeah? 2 weeks before, I'd been talking to my friend about, I might change my car.
Yeah, okay, we can do that for you.
What do I need out of a new vehicle? Well, I need to be up high because I have trouble driving at night. So my van was perfect because I was above the flow of traffic. Yeah, so the headlights coming towards me doesn't blind me. Right?
Yep.
So I need to have a high vehicle. I need to be able to convert it into a little sleep out. So when me and the boy goes camping, that's our tent on wheels.
Yeah.
And also in this environment, I need to have a hybrid, right? So I'd had this conversation 2 weeks before, right? One day when I change my vehicle, this is what I need. So on the Monday, I realized I need to change this vehicle.
But at least you already had what you wanted.
I'd already planned it.
It's already been sorted.
The universe had already sorted into place.
Yep.
3 days later, I was driving that vehicle home. Exactly what I needed.
Everything.
And even I'm still thinking, I'm pinching myself thinking, is that real? Did that really happen? But it absolutely did. I didn't end up going to the festival, which I was sad about. But,
there
was a massive storm in Auckland that weekend.
That's right, there was too. That's why you stopped going.
That's why I stopped going.
Yep.
Because I don't think I would have driven safely up to Auckland in that vehicle in that storm.
No. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens exactly when it's supposed to. I need to remember that sometimes too.
Yes.
Even though it's really frustrating.
Absolutely. And the entire process, I didn't get upset.
That's good.
I wasn't anxious. I knew from past experiences of spiritual help, I knew that everything would work out fine.
Yep.
So these cards coming out, we've got new beginnings.
Yep.
We've got peace of mind, the name of the deck.
Yep.
We've got face off. This is about putting masks on and being aware of the masks that we put on sometimes. Sometimes it's a brave face.
Mm. Yep.
And that's sometimes what you have to do. Everything is going to be okay.
Yep. Yeah, they're right now.
And all your connections, every single person that you have met in your lifetime and lifespan on this physical earth plane at this moment in time, you'd be surprised how many people are waiting to put their hands out and saying, let me have.
Yeah. You meet everyone for a reason as well. Yeah. It comes back to that same thing of everything happens for a reason. You meet everyone that comes into your life comes in for a reason.
Totally.
Yeah.
And people ask me, why are you so brave? Why are you so able to do all these things? Because I have trusted the universe my entire life.
Yeah.
I have all this evidence. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. I do trust. But sometimes things get thrown at you like, why are you throwing that at me right now after all this other crap?
Yeah.
All the fighting we've done. Why are you throwing this here now?
Exactly. Exactly.
Stop. Enough's enough now. Thank you. Some of it is out of your control. So, and you really can't do nothing about it.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So I just checked the time and we are actually very close to saying goodbye to each other.
Yeah.
And how fast has that gone?
That's gone really quick.
The timing, it's been absolutely perfect. And I just want to say, I don't share my stories in order to brag.
Mm.
I've never shared my stories to say, look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've shared my stories to show you that if this is possible, you just have to change your mindset.
Yeah, it's that mindset. Yeah, yep. If we'd have had time for another song, I was going to put through Youngblood and his cover of Changes that he's done.
Yeah.
He's one of the new upcoming rock star. He's actually really, really cool. And that would have been perfect.
We'll save that for next time.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to say goodbye now and thank you so much.
Absolutely. Been an absolute blast again.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
And another thanks to Art FM for allowing us to have this space to share our words and share our love.
Absolutely.
And we shall see you next week. Love, Karis. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.